Now, what seems to be an inconvenient truth has been uncovered with great courtesy by a group of statisticians at Bristol University. They thought they'd look at school league tables, which, of course, while Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland has eschewed them, they're still used in England, as they have been for about 17 years. League tables have been considered by two governments to be a vital tool in driving up standards and transparency, but the problem is that the statisticians throw grave doubt on their use as any kind of tool at all, even though the tables have been refined to take in something called value adding. I talked to Professor Harvey Goldstein of Bristol University, the lead author of the study, and he ran through the history for me.
Towards the end of the 1990s, the government agreed that raw tables really didn't give the full picture because schools differed in terms of the quality of the achievements of their intakes. So, for example, grammar schools would have a much higher attainment group of children at intake, and so they were bound to do better than, for example, secondary modern schools or comprehensive schools. So-called value-added tables came in, and these were tables that adjusted for the intake achievements of the children. And I think everybody now agrees that these are fairer ways to compare schools.
But even so, you, as part of your research in Bristol, as statisticians looking coolly at these things, have looked at school league tables and come up with a rather depressing answer, have you not?
Well, yes. In terms, certainly, of using these tables for choosing schools, that is, aimed at parents, they really don't convey very much information, and the reason is as follows, that the number of children that enter into any particular calculation at any one year is rather small. For primary schools, for example, it might be just 30 pupils. For secondary schools, it's often more. But there still isn't enough to give a very precise indication of where a school is in comparison to other schools. So that if you look at any year's league tables and you rank the schools from lowest to highest achieving schools, even in terms of value added, that is, taking account of initial attainment, you find that most schools overlap, and that is that there is so much statistical imprecision, what we statisticians call confidence intervals, that you really can't separate most schools.
So you could tell what was at the very top and the very bottom with reasonable accuracy, could you?
Up till now, we think we have been able to do that, to separate out the very low and the very high achieving schools from the average. However, more recent work that we've just completed suggests that even that doesn't really work very well. The problem is this. If you are using, for example, last year's secondary school GCSE tables, what you're really interested in, if you're a parent wanting to choose a school, is not how the school did last year, but how it's going to do in, let's say, 6 years' time, when the child that you're interested in, your child, is going to complete their GCSE examination. So what you're really interested in is how well this year's or last year's results predict results 6 years ahead. And when you do those calculations, you find that, in fact, you can separate hardly any schools at all.
Good heavens. So are you saying then that this business of league tables, which has been a huge and central plank of government policy and driving
Indeed.
Up standards and all the things they say,
Indeed.
Has been a bit of a waste of time?
That's what the statistical evidence shows.
And you have no particular axe to grind on this, I take it. You're just being statisticians.
We're just being statisticians. In fact, we knew a lot of this many years ago, and we've been saying so in publications and publicly as well, that you had to be extremely careful in using these tables to make judgments about schools. And the latest research that we've done simply adds to that.
Well, we put what Professor Goldstein said to the Department for Children, Schools and Families, who replied, "This department does not rank schools in a league table. We produce performance tables so that parents and teachers can see how well their school has done. In this day and age, we don't think that parents and the public want to go back to a world where the achievements of schools and their children are hidden from them."